And you're very welcome back to Lifeline on this Tuesday morning. And now I'm joined in the studio with Debbie Hutchinson, who is Communication Officer with the Migraine Association of Ireland, and also with Finian Murray, who is Men's Health Development Officer with Health... Am I got that right? Health Service Executive.
That's correct.
You're very welcome.
And hi, Debbie.
Thanks for joining me here this morning. I know it's all taking place downstairs. It's going to be going on from 10 o'clock till 1 about men's health, because this isn't a National Awareness Men's Health Week.
Yeah. So it's Men's Health Week this week, which is running nationwide. So Ireland and Northern Ireland as well. And that's kind of organised as a project by the Men's Health Forum. And the Men's Health Forum would be an organisation, it's not really an organisation, it's more kind of an umbrella group of lots of different organisations that would be involved in men's health and well-being. So as the Migraine Association, we became involved for the first time this year, and we decided, because we're based in North Dublin, to do something locally. So we're running a men's health day, which is just information stands on the different services, from bowel cancer screening to suicide prevention to Mojo Rising, which is the kind of project to get men back to basically back after having, you know, a period of unemployment or stress in their lives as well. And then we're here as the Migraine Association of Ireland. So migraine would be perceived predominantly as a female condition. Yeah. And it is more predominant in women, but men do get migraine. And they almost suffer a double stigma, because people don't believe that they're suffering like that. They often believe that it's just a female problem. And, you know, migraine can be really debilitating for people. And some people get chronic migraine every day and they have to leave employment. So hopefully today, we also have Lloyd's Pharmacy here, and they're doing blood pressure screenings as well for people downstairs.
And it's open to everybody and it's free of charge.
Yeah. If you're in the area, you can just pop in and take a look at the stands, talk to some people, you know, have a coffee, get your blood pressure done before the coffee. And then, you know, have a look around, and hopefully there's something there that might click with people, you know, and they might take advantage of those services.
Exactly. Well, I think it's time, because I think as women here would probably look after ourselves better than you men. It says, like, Irish men are dying because they treat the cars better than their own bodies. They don't really go for medicals as much as probably women would, and they don't talk probably about it more, you know, as much as women would. So Finian, tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening today with yourself.
Yeah, well, actually, that's a very good point you're making, because our life expectancy is about 4.5 years younger than women. And we have higher death rates than women for all the leading causes of death. We have poor lifestyles than women do, which sometimes leads to chronic diseases, and we turn up late for health services. Sometimes the problems then become untreatable. So that's why we like to have this focus every year on men's health, the Men's Health Week. It always finishes on Father's Day, and it works back from that. It began in America in the 90s, but it came over this part of the world in Ireland, it was 2005. So it's a great focus every year for men's health, and it keeps men's health on the agenda year on year, so, which is great, you know. But the good news is that many of those conditions can be avoided and positive action can be taken. So that's the basic message. The theme this year is It's All About Him, and that's a play on the word Healthy Ireland Men. There's a new government action plan. A lot of people might say it's always all about him, but
there was a bit of discussion about that slogan at one stage.
But there is a reason for it, and that's because it's the Healthy Ireland Men. That's the new action plan, takes us up to 2021, and the tagline then is "How are you doing?" So, which is geared towards men themselves. How are you doing about your own health? But it's also the organisations who are giving out services. How are you doing in terms of getting men into your service, or how are you doing around men's health? So it works at two levels. And so that's the main focus of this week.
I do find, Finian, a lot of men like kind of say, so, well, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. Like, I'm not going to bother going. If I feel okay, why bother going to get checked out? I mean, we as women would probably go and get certain things checked out certain times, and you know, you have your gaps of a year or two, and you have to go and get. Yeah. Especially with prostate cancer here in Ireland, I mean, it's on the rise, and a lot of it can't be. Do you know what I mean? It helped if it's caught early, but a lot of men will just put it on the long finger, and it's very important to get that out, I think, today.
Well, absolutely. For example, BowelScreen is a service that's offered to everybody over the age of 60, men and women, and what we're finding from the research is that less men are taking it up. though more men are more likely to get the bowel cancer. And it's one of those screens that if there's something there, it's totally treatable, and the treatment outcomes are absolutely, you know, you will not get the cancer because you have got the treatment in time. And that's a good example. So, but you're right there. A lot of men say, oh, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And but that doesn't serve them well, because when, you know, when they have something wrong, then it's usually too advanced for any kind of treatment. Mm, yeah. So our message is, you know, early detection is the key. Get out there, get it,
exactly,
get it up early,
yeah,
and then your treatment outcomes are way better.
And it is very, well, prostate cancer, now can be very curable if it's caught quite early.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And it
is
one of the highest, we suffer with this, most of the highest in Ireland. It's They say it's the second most common cancer in men in Ireland.
That's right.
You know, but if caught early, it's fine, and you can go on living a healthy, normal life.
Yeah.
But it's just, I suppose, getting men to talk about how they're feeling, to... And I think that's what these men sheds, have you heard about the men sheds?
Yeah,
I think they're
a
great thing that's come up over the past couple of years, because it gets probably men talking about other things apart from football and, you know, the pub having a few pints.
Yeah.
They talk about their lives, and it's probably would encourage men, well, I'm not feeling great, I'll go and get this checked out. But hopefully today and this week, you know, as we said, we're downstairs and here in the Civic Centre, and there's plenty of stands, plenty of information for men to come and have a chat. Now, I know probably men listening to probably say, oh, I'm a bit embarrassed, I don't want to go in and start asking questions. But I mean, it's not in front of everybody. You can have a chat probably, can you?
Absolutely. And there's information leaflets there, even if you just pick up the information leaflets and ring the helplines or get in contact afterwards. I know David Keane from the screening services is going to come onto the show in a bit to talk to you about the bowel cancer screening. And that's a very simple process. And I think, as he said, when they go out and they show people the kit and they explain to them how it works, then it's less scary. So and they, you know, so they're more, as you said, they just get over it, that kind of block that they have in terms of taking that step. So,
and Debbie, you mentioned about a migraine, and it's more associated with women, and I would have always thought that as well, due to hormones and stuff like that. But can it be caused, because we know there's a lot more stress in men's lives so these days? I know it was supposed to be over the recession, but there's still a lot of stress on men. Can
Stress can be a trigger as well, but when we think of migraines, we always think of hormonal as well in women sometimes. But don't forget that teenage boys go through a real hormonal change, and we would have a lot of parents ringing us that their sons are right in the middle of the junior cert or the leaving cert, and they're being struck by migraines. And if you've had a migraine before, there's literally nothing you can do. You cannot sit down and you cannot study. So there are supports as part of the Department of Education. So for instance, if you have migraine and you get diagnosed as having chronic migraine, you can get a special exemption from your junior and leaving cert exams, so that you can take it in a room on your own, or you can be allowed to eat, because sometimes if you don't eat, people can trigger a migraine. You can take medication. So we've had a lot of people who've got the accommodate the exemption, but they didn't use it in the end. But the fact that they had it relieved the stress of the knowing it was there.
Yeah.
So, but we would, and oftentimes you get the parents come into the events because, you know, their teenager won't come, so they're looking for the information as well. Yeah. And but to be honest, we have men in their 50s who've had migraine their whole life as well. There's another condition that men, that's more prevalent in men, called cluster headache, which I believe was on a BBC programme there recently. They were shown a woman who had it, and cluster headache is really debilitating. They call it suicide headache, because people have actually taken their lives because they can no longer live with it. Yeah, because it's that bad. And actually it's oxygen therapy that people need. So this medication, you know, an oxygen mask, that's what relieves that condition. But it's not very widely known. So at every event that we would hold, particularly if you're in kind of more rural areas, you might get a man coming up at the end and saying, we recently had a man who said to us, listen, if I didn't have a kid, I wouldn't be here because I have this condition and I wake up with it every day. Now, he can be getting proper treatment, but because it's not widely known about,
and
just by him coming to that event and connecting with us now, he's kind of on the mend and he's been referred to a neurologist. So
do you have a number or a web address that people can contact
on? Yeah, there's, the web address is migraine.ie, so www.migraine.ie, and there's lots of information there. We actually have an article up there at the moment on one of our members, Mel Farrell, who's a man who suffered from migraine since he was 7. And in fact, he can remember getting a migraine when he was 4. He can remember being in a cot in his granny's house, and the sunlight came in and it triggered a migraine in him and he can remember that. So it's really interesting to read his story as well and to see how it's affected him. So that's migraine.ie.
So all the information is up on that. Yeah. Okay, thanks a million. And I know we're going to have more speakers up talking to us today, because
in terms of men's health, though, if you want any information around Men's Health Week, is on the Men's Health Forum website, mhfi.org.
mhfi.org.
Org,
okay,
yeah,
so that all's in there. And what are the top health concerns for men, before I let you go, just to get that out?
Top health concerns in terms of... like cardiovascular is still number one, so heart problems are still number one, right? Followed by cancer, and then the third one would be respiratory problems, so things like emphysema, smoking related, and this is one of the sub themes of this week, which I believe today is to trash the ash, you know, encourage men to give up cigarettes, and then the fourth one is death by suicides or injuries, so like car traffic accidents, you know, workplace accidents and stuff like that. So they're the four main health concerns for men in terms of mortality and morbidity. So from that point of view, we like to focus our messages around those. And the Irish Cancer Society brought out a new booklet this week called The Man Manual for Early Detection and the Prevention of Cancer for Men.
Great.
And that's launched for the Men's Health Week as well, so look out for that as well.
Yeah, and we actually have, the Men's Health Forum have the, it's like the, you know, the Haynes Manual for cars. They've done a version of that. It's brilliant, which is like a health Haynes Manual for men. And we've been distributing that to our members as well. And we've had people call us and say, can they have more? Because it really seems to click with men that they like it as well. So
you'd want to give a copy to each man, you know, really, because they probably wouldn't go and get it themselves.
But the
thing here, I think, in Ireland really is the increase on male suicides, and it is increasing as months go by. The thing is to talk, like saying, if men could talk and explain how they feel, because a lot of men just can't say how they're feeling. Like, they can't go to the pub and say to a friend, I'm feeling depressed, where women probably would. So that's one of the main things that we have been focusing on here on Lifeline over the past year to try and get like these men sheds up, to try and get men talking. And we really have to probably improve that as well here in Ireland. I know we are coming out a lot more. We have celebrities coming out talking about how they're feeling. So, you know, to kind of get it out there today as well, that it's okay not to feel okay.
In terms of men's sheds as well, just to let you know, Men's sheds are totally behind Men's Health Week, and we give out over 1,000 manuals, and they're distributing them through the sheds all over the country. So, and they're totally on board, and it's a great organisation. And what they say is that men find it hard to talk face to face, but they have no problem talking shoulder to shoulder. So a lot of men get to, you know, can I talk about the problems when they're doing something else, like a bit of woodwork or something in the shed.
Yeah.
And that seems to work. And that works. And we're very similar.
Yeah. And I've three sons, so I experienced this firsthand. If my eldest son is a teenager now, comes home and I ask him something, it's like they don't want to talk about it directly, but then later on we'll be doing something and he'll talk about it.
So
I definitely agree with that.
It's hard to get him. I mean, I have a teenager, well, he's not a teenager son now because he's 20, but like that, very hard to talk where I could sit down and talk to the girls. They'll tell me how they're feeling, where I'm all right. It's hard sometimes just to break that barrier down.
Yeah, and I think schools are very important as well. And if there's any teachers listening in as well, to maybe think about next year, maybe reaching out to some of the organisations who might do an outreach event in the school. So from an early age, if you can say to people, to boys, you know, it's okay for you to talk about this stuff as well.
Well, listen, thanks a million, and I hope today goes really, really well. It's until 1 o'clock downstairs here in the Civic Building.